Yep, you got it.
Well, thank you.
Want you to excuse me. I might be pulling out my towel to wipe my nose. I catch a cold from since I came. Maybe I have it about a week ago, and it don't want to go away. But I can still cope with it, thank God. And I think it's because of the change of weather here. It's much cooler for me than home. So pardon me, I speak like I'm speaking more in my nose, in my nostril, but I trust you will be able to understand, you know, what I'm saying. I was trying to recollect what, if I heard right, you know, sorry to be a preacher and was not listening to what the moderator was saying, but did you say that you have a visitor this morning? Were you referring to me? Well, I hope not, Brother Elvin. I hope not, because I don't feel myself like a visitor. I feel like I'm home, I'm amongst God's people, and I feel we are one, you know, regardless of our race, nationality, I feel accepted in the brotherhood. And I praise God for that. Only God can make that possible, you know, today. Well, this morning I want to greet you all as brothers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one that was crucified, you know, died, you know, and was buried, but rose again, you know, from the grave. And, you know, because of that today we can rejoice. He had made me glad. I was blessed by that song, you know, regardless we might not be well, we might be going through problems or struggles, but God can make you glad. You know, God can make us glad. You know, isn't that great? Isn't that a miracle that we can rejoice even when we are in turmoil, you know, even when we are going through difficulties, dark times? You know, because I believe that God's people does have dark days in their life. I believe that there are times when we are down, but not out. You know, that's great. We can be down. And that's what God's word tells us too, that a righteous man may fall even 7 times. Don't feel bad when you fall. You know, just rise again. You know, and God will give you the grace, you know, to do that. So we greet you this morning in the name of the Lord, our Savior, that we can have hope. You know, we can have eternal life, you know, today. Well, this is a special day. I don't want to, you know, to leave out the, I want to emphasize a little on the purpose of today. You know, every day is special. Please understand that. But today is a special day. You know, we call it Mother's Day. And I notice, I see a little difference here. At home, you know, our sisters would dress up the wall, you know, there would be flowers on the wall and Happy Mother's Day and so on. But just a little bit difference, you know, than what we used to. But it's indeed a time when we reflect, you know, when we give honor to our mother, you know, we appreciate our mothers, and we are grateful for what they have done to us. So I want at this time to wish all you mothers here this morning a happy and a blessed Mother's Day. And may God continue to bless you, to keep you, and to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Because you need Him, not only preachers, but you need the filling of the Holy Spirit also. And I was trying to think, you know, who is a mother? You know, as I have said one time in Belize, that that you are a mother. You know, Jesus once said, "Who is my mother?" It's not because Jesus never knew who was his mother, but who is my mother? Do you remember? He said, "He that doeth the will of my Father." Not maybe those exact words, but I want to say to you this morning, sisters, you know, you know, women here, who you are, that somebody is looking up to you. You know, as a woman, especially as this is your day, then let's say that way, that somebody is looking to you as a mother. Some orphan, you know, someone that needs love, and maybe they are not getting it at home. You know, someone, you know, that needs love, and we see that all around us today. You know, so this is where you come in. You know, you sisters here this morning, you are a mother. You know, God have made you that way. You know, someone have said that the ladies have been cut from with a different scissors in God's creation. You have a different blueprint than we have. You know, you have what we don't have. So you are special, you know, in society today. Don't feel left out. You have made a great impact in the world today. You know, as our mind would go back to the creation. You know, the Bible says that God have made everything beautiful and good. And, but the Bible tells us there that, that God observed that the man he had made, that he was lonely. You know, he was lonely. You know, he was lost, or he was, let's say he was, there was no one around to communicate with, there was no one to talk to, there was no one to share his burden with, because as God had put him in the garden to dress it, to keep it, I believe that he would go home in the night kind of a tired, you know, but there is no one when he reached home to communicate with. So God made him a woman. And I don't want to say a woman. God gave him a wife. And I believe that she was a godly wife. She was a good lady. You know, God gave him a wife. But, you know, we know the whole story that shortly afterwards they fell. But right after that, I believe they, you know, Adam and Eve, they started a family. You know, children come and the family started. And that's where, you know, it worked right down to us today that, you know, God still give us wives, you know, God still give us families that we can share with and communicate with. And as I said, or as I believe that, you know, women are, you know, our wives, you know, we appreciate them so much. And as I look at in my home family, you know, in my home this morning, you know, I would always lean on my wife, you know, to do the talking, to do the conversation. Because for some reason, we as Lanzer, we are more on the quiet side of life. And sometimes I'm glad for it, but sometimes I would like to talk some more. I would like if I could just talk some more. But God made me that way, and I accepted it. And so God has led me to a woman, or he have given me a wife that can talk and can carry on a conversation. So if you are here this morning and your wife does the talking, you know, don't feel that you are not the man of the home. You are still the head of the home, but you are what God have made you. So I feel good about her this morning, and well, I told her Happy Mother's Day from yesterday, so I would like to be there with her this morning. But it's not worked out as how we would want it to be. You know, for our scripture reading this morning, let us turn to the book of, you know, to Ruth this morning. It's, you know, I've read this passage, and I was asking God, you know, what to share with the church this morning. But, you know, he had directed me to this passage here, you know, in Ruth, the book of Ruth. And it has been a challenge here for me as I have looked into these verses here. She was a woman, Naomi was a woman of, She had great faith, I would say. You know, she had a motherly figure. You know, she was tremendous. She was good. You know, she had done mightily with her granddaughter, not even her own children, but I believe she was a good mother to her son, but even to her, you know, her in-laws, her daughter-in-law and so on, you know, she was very outstanding. You know, she really had a good name, you know, in the home there. So I will read, I guess we are familiar with this story. So I will just read here, like, I will start from verse 11 of chapter 1, and I start from verse 8 and read right down to verse 16. It says, "And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-law, Go, return each to your mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, "Surely we will return with thee unto thy people." And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughter. Go your way. I am too old to have you and husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would he tarry for them till they are grown? Would he stay for them from having husband? Nay, my daughters, for it grieved me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me." And they lifted up their voice and wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleave unto her. And she said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee, for whether thou goest, I will go. Whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried." I stop there. So this is a beautiful reading here. You know, a picture here of a woman that have won the hearts, you know, of her daughter-in-law. Now, I would say this, you know, since it's Mother's Day, you know, at home, you know, to reach our church, you know, from where I live, we have to drive through the cemetery. And on both sides, you know, there are graves or tombs mostly. And like a morning like today, which is Mother's Day, you could see families, you know, taking flowers, you know, to lay on their dead ones, on their graves or on their tomb. You could see a number of tombs, you know, with freshly laid flowers. And I wonder, you know, it seems as that mom that has gone, you know, had a great impact, you know, on the lives of the family that have left behind. You know, there must have been something that they remembered. Although they are gone, but there must be something that they have remembered about mom. And they honor them this way by bringing flowers, you know, on their tomb. You know, in showing, you know, that we have honored you, mom. You know, and I started to think today, you know, about us that are here this morning. you know, will our children, you know, honor us that way when we are gone? Because someday we will be gone too. You know, will there be something that they could remember, you know, how mom was special, you know, how as parents too, you know, how we were special to them, that although we are gone, we have still be remembered. So it's, you know, it's a challenge, you know, for us today as mother to for us to leave something, you know, behind that, you know, that our children would never, you know, forget us. You know, at home, you know, in my coming up, we were not fortunate to have Christian parents or mothers. But my mom, although she was not a Christian at that time, you know, she was very religious. You know, she was very committed to God that she have known, you know, through the teaching we have received at that time. And my mom, you know, as little boys home, we were, you know, she had taught us to pray. And forcibly, you know, with the belt, you know, there were many times we were whipped because we would lay down, we would go to bed without prayer, and mom would come and say, "Have you prayed?" And then we would say no. But most of the time we would say yes when we didn't. But if she knew we hadn't prayed, you know, there was a special belt that she would use and whipped us. You know, in those days, you could have whipped your children. And I've got a lot of lashing for not praying and not learning fast enough to recite my prayer. But my mom, as I said, were not Christian, but my parents had passed on some good morals of life today. You know, they have taught us to be honest. They have taught us to be respectful, you know, especially to older folks. They have taught us to love others. And so today as I look back, you know, I really appreciate, you know, what I have learned from home, you know, what my parents have taught me. So it's a challenge for you this morning, you know, as younger people to raise their children, you know, teach them, you know, to love God, you know, teach them to serve God, you know, teach them the morals of life today. And they will appreciate it when they grow up, you know, when they become adult and so on. You know, they will always remember, you know, what mom have taught us. So it's a challenge, you know, for us, you know, especially if God has given us, you know, children in our life. So this morning, as I said, I have been challenged by Ruth here, or by Orpha, that although, you know, Orpha didn't have a comfortable life, I would say, you know, she didn't have like what we have today. You know, she had many dark times in her life. You know, she, as you know the story, that she have lost her husband, she have lost her children, you know, her two sons, and she was in a strange land, you know, in a Moabite country. And Orpha had felt that, you know, where is God? You know, probably she had felt, you know, so depressed. I don't think she was depressed or perplexed, but as I read a story, I could have seen Orpha that although she was troublesome, she was burdensome, she was going through many sorrows in her life, that she have still maintained, you know, her faith. You know, she has still maintained a good relationship, you know, with her daughter-in-law that were Moabites people, and you know, people that in those days were not, were considered, you know, as heathen and so on. But Orpha was able to keep her home, you know, her family. She was able to keep the girls. You know, what I would say, you know, what a testimony, you know, she had. She influenced them, to serve God. She, I believe, taught them to, you know, to serve the God that she was serving. Because this verse here that stood out for me, it says, and Ruth said, you know, to entreat me not to leave you, you know, to go back. Because Orpha told them, you know, to go back to your home, you know, go back to your families. You know, I'm old, I will not have any more sons for you to marry. Go back. You know, go back home. But she said, you know, Ruth, and also Orpha said that, Orpha said that, entreat us not, you know, to go back. Well, Orpha went back, but Ruth said, I will go where thou goest. I will die where thou diest. You know, I will lodge where thou lodgest. You know, and your God, you know, shall be my God. You know, that's a challenge this morning, friends. You know, and especially us as mothers. You know, let us be influential, you know, to our children. You know, that they would want to serve the God that I see mommy is serving. You know, that's a challenge, you know, for us today as parents. That our children would want to serve the God that, you know, that they see we are serving. They would want to be like you as parents. Let us not leave that kind of influence that will draw our people away from God, you know, especially our families, our children, you know, if they would observe, you know, that we say we are Christian, but we quarrel at home, you know, we argue, you know, we do things we shouldn't say, you know, our children, you know, will not, you know, be influenced, you know, in a right way. So I'm saying here this morning that, you know, it's a challenge, you know, to how we act at home, how we talk at home, how we do things at home, because our children is watching us. You know, be careful, you know, let us be aware of that, that they are observing us. As small as they could be, they are observing, you know, how we behave, how we live at home. You know, many times, you know, my own children will challenge me, will say things that, I'm surprised you did that, Dad, because, you know, you are a Christian and so on. And I'm glad for that when our children stop us in the truck. You know, it helps us to recollect and give us the awareness. You know, I need to be careful. I need to, you know, to be, you know, careful how I respond sometimes. Not the flesh overcome us, you know, let us not, you know, be overcome by, you know, by doing things that they will remember of you. So, as I was saying here in this setting here that, these women, you know, especially Ruth, that, you know, I believe that she was so attached to, you know, to Naomi, you know, she was, you know, I believe that the life she had lived there, you know, with these two girls after their husband had gone, have really won their heart. You know, the life of Naomi has really won the heart, you know, of her daughter-in-law. And as I said this morning, you know, as I'm saying that, are we, you know, is that our life, you know, do we believe this morning, you know, is that the way, you know, are we winning the lives of people that are around us, you know, by the way how we live out there, not by the way how we sit in church. You know, sometimes we look very pious, you know, we look holy here this morning, but the real chapter of our life is out there. You know, how we relate, how we behave at home, as we said earlier, because our children, especially as we're talking about that today, they are, you know, observing our life, you know, and we could either live positive with them, you know, or we can make them turn against, you know, God. I also want to say this about Naomi, you know, for you as mom this morning too. I think I have said a little about it, but there's much more we could say about her. That she had, you know, she had kept her faith, you know, her loyalty to God, you know, in spite of the tragedy that had hit her, and she did not, you know, blame others, you know, she did not blame the circumstance, but she was, I believe, probably was saying to herself, you know, what have I done? You know, am I suffering for my sin? You know, what have I done wrong in my life? But little to know that God was preparing her, you know, for the latter rain, you know, for the latter blessings, because we remember that they had to move out of their country because of the terrible famine they had. And during that time, you know, she have learned a great lesson, and God was teaching her. God was with her every step of her life until she got a revelation, you know, that there is bread in their country, you know, that thing has been good back at home. And we know the rest of the story, that she went back and life again becomes great and normal for her. So I'd just like to encourage you ladies this morning, or our mothers, that not all the time things will be smooth. Not all the time things will be good. You know, there are times when you will have situations, circumstances in your life. But let us not allow situations, you know, to change, to give us different mood, to help us to react, you know, as God is away, as if God is dead. Now, God is with us every step of our life. You know, He's there to guide us, even in the darkest nights of our life. You know, He's there. And I can testify to that. You know, I can see God, in our lives as we go through circumstances, you know, from time to time. I also like these verses here too. We could find it there in, I think it is in Timothy. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. Again, we have, in this year, we see a family setting that where this family, you know, these women again, you know, had really leave a great impact on their children, especially on the life of Timothy. That is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, you know, verse 3, or 2 Timothy, pardon me. I'll just read here from, cutting at verse 3. It says, "And I thank God who I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of my tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also." So Paul was, as he wrote here, that the remarks that he had to say about this family, that I have seen this unfeigned faith here, you know, from your grandfather, you know, from your grandmother, you know, to your mother, and now to you as children. You know, what a commend, you know, for a family, you know, that grandmother had passed on that faith, you know, right down to the third generation or so. So that's a challenge today, you know, mothers and us as parents today, that we want our children to be a part of the kingdom of God. But it's not automatic, you know, not because we are Christians, they will be Christian also. You know, we have a work to do, you know, and every day, you know, it will be a new day. Every day will be different from every day will be different. So we have to, you know, start to, you know, leave that good example, especially us as men. You know, if, you know, there's a little saying I read somewhere that, that when dad is, you know, is unhappy, in a who cares. But when mom is unhappy, we all care. So mom, it seems as they always have a greater or a better relationship, you know, with the children in the home. And I'm speaking of my own family, that my children will more go to mom, you know, to confide into or to have any complaints or so on. They will first go to mom. And I don't feel any way about that. I'm glad that they go to one of us. But their first choice is mom. So you, mom, you have a, you know, you have a great role to play in your home, you know, as, you know, as the wife of the home. You know, you have, you know, most of the time, you know, the children coming to you in most homes. I'm not saying it happened in everybody's family, but in most family, you know, the children usually go to mom, you know, for any question or any problem they have. So, you have a great opportunity to, you know, to start to, you know, to teach your children, you know, to frame them, you know, to pass on, you know, what you have, you know, unto them. And in the latter days, you know, you will be blessed, you know, when you see your children become a part of the church, you know, when they become active in the kingdom of God, you know, that brings a blessing, you know, to us as parents. So, I like to say, let us appreciate our parents today. Our wives, you know, they are the mother of our children today. You know, let's take them more, you know, as a part, you know, as a, you know, as a wife today. Not just as, let us not look to them as a servant of the home, but as a wife, and let us, treat them. You know, be kind more to them, you know, and share with them. Let them feel, you know, well, you know, let them feel good at home, you know, with us, you know, as the head of the home. So, today, you know, I just want to, again, you know, want to thank God for our families, and I want to thank God for my, for our parents, and thank God especially for mom, that had, you know, prayed for us, I believe. And let us do the same thing, you know, now to our children that God have entrusted to us. So may God bless you richly this day as Mother's Day. And give her her flowers, you know, while she is alive. Don't wait until she's dead to bring her flower to her. You know, let's do that today. And that would mean much, you know, to mom. So may God bless you and grant you strength and wisdom, you know, as you look after your family, your children that God have blessed you with. So with that, may the Lord bless you, and hopefully I will see you soon, because we are planning to go back, you know, this Friday, you know, Lord willing, back at home, because I've been 2 weeks away, or going for 3 weeks away from my family. But I like to say that I've enjoyed it much here, you know, with you all. I've get to know more of, you know, more of you. And if you would ever decide to come to our way, you know, please give us a call and we will take care of the rest. You have nothing else to worry about. So, I look forward that that time, you know, may come for you. So God bless you. Keep you. That's fine.